This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A convoy of evacuees was not able to leave the Ukraine's besieged city of Mariupol Sunday because Russian forces continued shelling despite a temporary ceasefire agreement, local authorities said. It is extremely dangerous to take people out under such conditions, the city council said in an online statement. Pro-Russian separatists and Ukraine's National Guard are accusing each other of failing to establish a humanitarian corridor out of the city, the second time the sides attempted to arrange it. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Sunday reassured Moldova's leaders that the United States would rally international opposition to Russian aggression, quote, whenever and wherever, end quote, it occurs. Speaking alongside Moldovan President Maia Sandu on a tour through Eastern Europe in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Blinken also said that the United States supported Moldova's aspirations to join the European Union, but that the process would be decided by the EU. Ukrainian soldiers bolstered defenses around Kyiv Sunday, digging trenches, blocking roads, and coordinating with civil defense units as Russian forces bombarded the surrounding areas. One of the volunteers in that effort, British Army veteran Mark Ayers, says he knows what he's getting himself into by signing up to fight the Russians in Ukraine.
Romantic ideas of war, or well, I'm going to be some hero or make a difference or any of this, but it's what I do.
You could die here.
Yeah, that's possibly. Get wounded would be worse.
Armed forces and civilian volunteers dug in as fears of a full assault spread. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed directly to Russians Sunday to take to the streets in protest against the Kremlin's invasion of his country or risk their own poverty and repression. Since last week, thousands of people in Russia have been detained for protesting against the invasion of Ukraine or what the Russian authorities call a, quote, special military operation, end quote, that began February 24th. Over 4,600 people in cities across Russia were detained at protests Sunday against Moscow's military operation in Ukraine, a monitor said, on the 11th day of the invasion. A police spokesperson said 1,700 people were detained in Moscow after around 2,500 took part in an unsanctioned protest, while 750 were detained at a smaller rally of around 1,500 people in the second largest city of St. Petersburg, Russian news agencies reported. Hundreds of Ukrainians took to the streets of Rome Sunday, waving the national flag to demonstrate against the war in their country. Holding anti-Putin signs, the demonstrators marched, demanding a ceasefire and the closure of the airspace over Ukraine. The demonstration, organized by the Christian Association of Ukrainians in Italy, was attended by many Ukrainians who've been living and working in Rome for years, along with refugees who arrived in recent days to flee the conflict.
I just get up on Thursday after bombing sirens, alone in my apartment, shocked, and like, what is happening? You cannot believe that in 21st century someone can bomb like some country that living like in yearning peace, and just some tyrant wants to take our history.
Former Ukrainian striker Andriy Shevchenko asked Italy to open its hearts to his homeland in an emotional interview broadcast Sunday night on one of the country's biggest current affairs TV programs. Shevchenko held back tears on Italian public broadcaster RAI as he described the situation faced by his family near Ukraine's capital city, Kyiv. He said he can't look at what's happening in Ukraine without crying. He's a hero to fans of AC Milan after scoring over 170 goals for the Serie A club, winning a league title and the 2003 Champions League. In news related to the coronavirus pandemic, almost a third of people report at least one ongoing symptom between 6 and 12 months after their coronavirus infection, a survey said. In Denmark, the study includes one of the largest groups yet of people who were not hospitalized with COVID and followed them for longer than other major studies. Hong Kong reported 31,008 new COVID-19 cases and 153 deaths Sunday, as the city's chief secretary said residents should not worry about a looming mass testing scheme.